Hey y'all, so are you looking for a new summertime bop to bob your head to? Well, the search is over because this week on July 12th, my favorite DJ set in Houston, known as No Good, are releasing a new track entitled Summertime Sadness, just in time for this sad ass summer that we've been having. Thank you, Corona. It's going to be exclusively on SoundCloud. It's going to be absolutely amazing, y'all. Make sure to follow them on the socials at KNOWGOOD, No Good. And that's it. Silas, Tanner, keep doing the damn thing. I'll be back to see y'all soon. All right, hoes, let's get to the show. I've been gone for a minute. Now I'm back with a jump off. The goons are in the cut in case something jumps off. Now back up before the hive lets the pump off.
Okay.
In the graveyard is where you get dumped off. Oh. All right, now all we want to do is party. Mm-hmm. We buy everybody at the bar Bacardi.
Bitch.
I'm the black Barbie dressed in Bulgari. I'm trying to leave in somebody's Ferrari. Spread love. That's what a real mob do. Keep it gangster. Look out for your people. I'm the wicked bitch of the East. You better keep the peace. Or what? Or out comes the beast.
Not the background.
Or what? All right, y'all. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Little Kim, the jump off bitch, because we gone for a minute.
And now we back with the jump off.
The jump off. And,
I'm sweating like a hoe in church for some odd reason.
What the fuck? It's been, what? A month. At least.
At least a good solid month. Too long. I don't even know if I can still do this.
I don't know either. But we are here.
And we're back.
I'm still here.
Yeah. Shout out to Tisha Campbell, girl. That's a bop.
So,
let's start off with For the Culture Award.
No, let's start off with our catch up.
Our catch up?
Let's do our catch up.
Okay.
So, we had your birthday.
We did. We did have my birthday.
We did have your birthday.
So, let's start there.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. So, the hot boy in charge turned 24 years young this year. Woo woo. Gemini season has ended. Stupid. To freedom! No, but okay, so. This year, I was not doing anything big, so I decided I was going to get an Airbnb in downtown area off of Washington and bar hop. That was the plan. That was the plan of De La Action, and we actually executed it very well, other than me having to cuss out Amazon behind some packages and making
and then cuss me the fuck out.
I was drunk. We'll get to that. We'll get to that. We'll get to that. Don't be disrespectful.
I mean, it happens.
Anyway, so, y'all. Peep this shit. I have been waiting on...
Boom.
Check it out. Now, I'm literally... I had ordered my birthday decorations, like, what? A month in advance, just because I didn't want them to, you know, wait. Even though I have Amazon Prime because I'm rich. But I wanted to make sure that I got all of my shit ahead of time. So, y'all, boom. I put in all my information on Amazon, and I end up sending all of the shit to my brother's apartment complex, but to my mom's apartment number. So, all of this shit I get, exactly. So, all of this shit that I get gets delivered to my brother's apartment complex, but to the wrong apartment number. So, I go over there, I'm knocking on the door, I bring Monet with me because that's my muscle. You know, I'm small.
Monet's cousin, by the way.
Yeah, that's my cousin. She's a bigger, thicker girl. She can handle a real nigga if she need to now. So we go and we knock on the man though, and she said, "Ooh, bitch, it's an African who live in here." And I, from how she could tell from the outside, and the apartment literally just had a welcome mat. Don't know. But
who lived in the apartment?
Who lived in the apartment? Yeah, exactly. So as sure as shit stink, bitch, we knock on the door, and an African man comes to the door, and he said, "What is the problem?" I said, "Look, sir."
Don't look. All right.
Look, sir, I have.
What'd he say?
What is the problem? I said, "Look, sir, I have picture evidence right here from Amazon stating that my package was delivered here." And it says delivered. It don't say on hold.
It says delivered.
It says delivered. So he was like, "Oh, I don't know." Then he looked down. I said, "Well, that looked like a package right there." So he picked it up and it's my package.
Of course.
And I said, "Okay, well, thank you, sir." Now.
Take it?
Yeah, bitch, hell yeah, I paid for it. Hell yeah, I took it.
Yeah, I didn't know. Okay.
So we leave. I leave from over his house after Monet has cussed this man out, y'all. Has cussed him out. She has called this man everything. Because he kept saying, "I do not have package. I do not have your package. Why would I want to keep your package?" And I kept saying, "I don't know why either, my nigga. It's nothing but a whole bunch of birthday balloons." So we end up, we leave from over there. Oh, Jesus. And don't get me started on these balloons. So now we leave from over there. We get back to the house. And I'm like, fuck, I'm never going to get my packages. So I call Amazon. I'm like, "Hey, y'all, I need to make sure that I get these packages."
That was the day that, of when we were going
to Airbnb. No, this was before. Well, so damn. I call and I'm like, "Hey, I know all of my packages are being sent to this wrong apartment. Can you place them on hold?" They didn't place them on hold. They sent them all back to Amazon. So I had to reorder this shit.
That's why.
Okay. That's what happened. That's why. Yeah, so yeah. The second time of me ordering this bullshit at, first off, make sure y'all read the reviews on the shit on Amazon.
You got to
read reviews.
I'm guessing you
didn't. And I'll get to that. I said all of that to get to this. I get to the apartment. I come out to Rosenberg because I send all the shit out to Lisa's house because I'm like, well, I need to.
Lisa, his mother.
Lisa is my mom.
It's like a legend at the bottom of the map.
Lisa's his mother.
Lisa's his mom.
Star equals mother. No, I get out to Lisa's house, y'all. I've been waiting all day. I mean, Terrell, you had texted me. Megan had texted me.
Yeah,
like,
"Hey,
that was
the day of that was that Saturday.
That was the day of the thing."
I done went shopping, got my hair cut the same day, and still beat this bitch to the motherfucking Airbnb. Keep going. So.
Now I didn't wait it on Amazon. I didn't went to got my eyebrows waxed because you know I needed that. And I'm there, and you know I'm watching the shit on my thing and say I'm two stops away, one stop away.
That's what you were sending me.
Bitch, it got to one stop, and I was like, "Okay, my shit at the house." I Uber from where I was at back to the house so that I can get my shit and I can go.
Yeah,
bitch, I get there and the packages say "Find me." I look on the back side of my apartment complex, the front side.
And
downstairs,
bitch, he ain't got nothing but 950 square feet, so it ain't too many places.
I go to the front office. So I'm like, because the lady at the front office had to have grabbed them. So mm-hmm. I'm like, "Okay, well, ma'am, do y'all have packages for $235? Mm-hmm. "No, we don't have packages for that." And I'm like, "Okay, fuck it.
Yeah.
Let me get on the phone with Amazon." So I blow them the fuck up. And bitch, by the time that I realized that the packages was at $234 instead of $235, I was already on the phone with Amazon. So I got a full refund for all of the, I'm still getting refunds.
Yeah, you told me that.
Still getting refunds from Amazon. So I bought myself a ring light. Boom.
Okay, so then we have the date, we have the party. That's Saturday when we
first went in.
So Sunday is the day party and all that shit. Let me tell y'all how this shit went. So we, aka me, Desmond, and a couple of our other friends stayed at the Airbnb, and we went to a restaurant called,
oh, Caracol.
I call that shit Kenneth Cole because I can't pronounce that bullshit.
Caracol.
So we there. It's 9 in the morning, y'all. We eating, having a good time. We get a little round of mimosas. Okay. And then, so we eating oysters. Everybody having a good time, blah, blah, blah. We finish that round. We get another one. Okay, cool. Everybody's still having a good time. So the dude, our waiter, shout out to him. I don't know his name. But
cannot remember his name.
No, I'm not going to.
Edgar. I think his name was Edgar.
Shout out to him. He came back and was like, "Hey, I got y'all something for his birthday. I got you another picture." Mind y'all, we drunk. We only spent 4 hours.
To be honest with y'all, he didn't even tell y'all about Saturday night. So Saturday night, we ended up, once I finally made it there, we all taking shots. You know, I'm convincing everybody to do shotguns of White Claws because that's my new favorite thing.
My God.
So a couple of my friends get there. My friend Nico and his sister come. My friend Ron, so we all get together that night. Now, I wasn't supposed to be this drunk.
But no, hell no, bitch, fuck that. He was supposed to be that drunk, but where I was at, it's because we went to a bar.
We went to Handlebar first.
Okay, we went to Handlebar. I don't know. Mm-hmm. We went to Handlebar. So Handlebar's a nice little spot or whatever. Shout out to my fucking
Hector.
You know, so we drinking, having a good time. Dez, y'all, is on the bar shaking his ass for his life.
Throwing that ass
for
back.
For his life.
Y'all would have thought that they were giving out.
It's a twerk contest.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you know, you have wet t-shirt contests for the bitches. It was the black gay night for the twerk contest.
It really doesn't matter. So
it doesn't.
Beyonce came on. And Partition was the song, so were you not gonna dance
on
the bar?
You twerk to Beyonce Partition. You twerk to like 7-Eleven.
I mean, any song is a twerk song. I can twerk slow.
That bartender told him, "Hey, you either gonna be up or you're gonna be down, but you can't be halfway.
You can't be halfway."
And guess what this bitch did?
Bitch, I went up. I got all the way up, so I hit my head on the glass. I could have sued, but I didn't because I was drunk.
No, I don't think you could have. I don't think they have an insurance plan of twerking and hitting your head.
I mean, they told me to get on the bar. During the corona, they asked me to put my dirty feet on the bar.
A lot of white people behind you, and they was like, "Oh my God, he's killing it!"
Popping,
oh my God.
Y'all. I got down, and you would have thought that I had took a dip with fucking Jonah and the whale. I was sweating,
and sweating, a light floating two-piece.
That wasn't even that night. That's the second time I danced on the bar. You see how our nights wrap together? So after I'm here with Nico. We all here at Handlebar. We getting drunk. And my friend Nico, he loves to dance, y'all. Dance down the motherfucking way. Of course. I can't dance like Nico, bitch. I can do a couple lean to the side.
You ever seen that video with that movie with Will Smith?
Oh, Hitch. It's all right here. This is home.
And that's how I'm at.
And so that's where I was. So I'm standing up on a chair. Thank God Terrell was behind me. Dancing. And a random white girl who I had met probably 2 weeks prior at Handlebar. She loves me. She was like, "Oh, my God, girl. I can't believe you're here." So, of course, I got more people behind me gassing me up. So, at this point, we all need to leave. So Nico's like, "Hey,
we too."
My friend, he works for a club in Houston, and he was like, "Well, I can get us a bottle in the section, so let's go." And I say, "Well, shit, let's go."
By then, there's already from 1 to 10, there's probably about a 7.7 hitting 8 real soon. So I'm like, "Yeah, let's just go ahead and get it over with."
And it's funny that he says a 7.7 because I felt like I was at least about a 9 because. To be honest,
y'all, wasn't as bad that first night until later.
After we left Handlebar, we ended up going to another club. I'm not gonna tell you the club.
Yeah,
we ended up going to another club, and we got a section. But to be honest with y'all, I don't remember being there most of that time.
By the way, back up. By the way, when we got there, it was other people in that section because I think that was their thing and they just knew of you. So they kind of like gave us a bottle or whatever. Because that damn Grey Goose bottle went like fucking water at the Arc.
I don't remember drinking that.
Jose. I don't know.
Jose.
It just went, bitch. It just fucking went. Like, I think I had 2 drinks. Mm. I poured me a drink, you a drink.
Bitch, I don't remember drinking it.
Her drink. And then that was it. And then I made one more round of shots, and it was like nothing was left.
Well, that was more than enough for us.
But it's fine, because we went back to the house.
Well, yeah, so we leave the house.
That's the night he cussed me out.
All right, so now Terrell can pick it up, because I left.
I don't remember.
I clocked out after
so
that.
So something of this matter happened. Your keys were with you, or your phone.
I'm about to say, I don't have
you
a car.
You gave me your phone, and you said, "Hold my phone, I'm about to go to the restroom." I said, "Okay." You went to the restroom. I went in to use the restroom. I came out. You were outside with somebody else, and you and him got into it over the phone, and I said, "Hey, I have the phone," and you was like, "Well, it don't matter because he's wrong. It don't matter." So they went back and forth, and I'm like, "Well, Des, as long as we got the phone, it don't really matter. Let's get the Uber. Let's go home." He's like, "No, fuck that. It don't matter. Da da da." So they went at
fuck that. Still hashtag
the whole
that.
Time in the car. I mean, going at it. All I'm trying to do, because bitch, I think I'm the one who got the Uber on the way home. I'm trying to save my 5.0 Uber rating. So I'm like, "Y'all cannot be in this motherfucking Uber getting down in Bangkok, Bangladesh. Y'all just fucking up this man's shit." Cussing, fucking it up. Yeah, like just too much. So I'm like, "Des, just, I might have told him to calm down because I know when I tell him to calm down, he never calms down."
Don't tell
so
me
I
to calm down.
So I just said, "Hey, like, let's just, you know, whatever. We about to be home. It don't matter." "No, fuck y'all. Y'all all think I'm stupid. He think I'm stupid. And you fucking think I'm stupid. I'm tired of you all thinking I'm stupid." I'm like, "Des, I don't even know what the fuck you getting into it about. Mind you, I'm drunk too."
Never would have made it.
So we get back to the house. Old boy, ooh, who child. Got into with him, left. And then it's me and my friend, our friend John, and we upstairs, and John trying to fucking be like, Dez, calm, because he, when he drunk, he's so kumbaya, all this bullshit, blah, blah, blah. He's like, Dez, calm down, bro, calm. I'm like, John, shut the fuck up. He's not going to calm down. He needs to go to bed. That's the only option right now.
Who, child? Because
it's 1 a.m. It's just time to go to bed. So he go to bed. Oh, well, no, I try to put him to bed, and he's in the room, and he's like, Terrell, fuck you, because you fucking with him, and you think I'm stupid, too, and I'm tired of y'all. You on his side, and it wasn't even about that. You should have been with me. I'm like, Des, I did what you wanted me to do.
Pause. He should have been with me.
Bitch, fuck you. So all I did, I said, all right, go to, I literally pushed him. I said, all right, go to bed. Shoo. Pushed him in the bed. He leaned back in the bed. I said, all right, good night. Dunk. Boom. Shut the door.
And I slept like a motherfucking angel.
Didn't even know the next morning.
So y'all, fast forward to the next morning. Now it's Sunday morning. All my friends asleep. And I woke up at 7:30 because I'm pretty sure.
7 a.m.
I don't know what in God's green earth woke me up at 7:30. But I couldn't go back to sleep. So, of course, I put on the Clark Sisters. I
mean, y'all know when y'all mama wake up on Sundays before church and she cooking and she say, hey, everybody around here go to work, baby.
Yeah, hey,
you got it. I mean, everybody around here go to church, baby. You got to get up and go to church. You ain't got no church clothes? That's how the fuck he woke up. And I'm in the downstairs room. I hear Clarence Clark doing a DB flat up there.
And she was killing it.
And I'm like, what the fuck going on?
So I started off my morning repenting for the night I did before by listening to a whole bunch of Clark Sisters and a whole bunch of Marvin Sapp, sprinkle a little Leandria Johnson over the top. I needed that. I legit needed that moment. So I'm all on Instagram Live, hype, up. Did not think that I should have probably went back to sleep because that day was the longest day of my fucking life.
Because we, like I said, now back to what I said at the very beginning of this, we went to Kenneth Cole, a.k.a.
Caracol,
got all the motherfucking mimosa pictures. He made us Mexican candy shots. Y'all, we got there at 10, about 10:30. We left there about 12, drunk. Everybody drunk. The person driving us, my friend Megan, everybody is drunk. So we like, you know what, let's go to Mad and get some dessert and a little piece of cocktail.
Because I'm always down for their desserts.
So, which it was fucking good.
So good.
God, it was so good.
Jesus, like that desserts. French toast was amazing.
So we do that. We get us some sandias.
No, we got the
frescas.
Frescas.
We went there, did that, had a good time. We supposed to be at the section for the day party at 2. It is now 1:30 and we are fucked. So we rush home, change, you know, everybody do their thing. We get to the section about
3:30-ish. CP time.
They pissed me off. That's a whole other story. Anyway, Bell Station we went. It was cool. We had fun.
Now, hold on.
Pass the bullshit.
Now, when I was at Bell Station, it was my birthday, so I was the center of attention, as I should be. So while we are having a good time in the section, I notice a good girlfriend of mine is looking at a crowd of people who are outside and she's interacting. They're like having a good time with the people who are on the floor. So I'm like, oh, well, shit, it's not like the section was super packed. You can bring them up here. So 3 people come up. It's 2 girls and this real tall, handsome chocolate black man.
Oh, bitch, I know
with this full beard, y'all.
I forgot.
Y'all, this man was
okay.
He was cute.
Have you ever flossed your teeth before?
Shut up.
And have you ever, like, you got in there, you'd be like, ooh, bitch, you getting in there. Mm-hmm. That's how he was touching me and Desmond.
So it was very odd.
It was very
because
odd.
Because I would have thought that this man had known me all my life.
Because like, he was like,
on the nape of my back.
And like,
I wish they could see touch, when you
I
did
know,
this.
I know. Like, touch. And then even after that, when he started getting tipsy, he went to the DJ stand because Desmond knew somebody who was up there. So I'm at the section, mind you. That dude bought us a whole bottle of Ciroc.
Ciroc pineapple.
So he's like,
the cheapest shit he could have bought.
I know. I want to see. You didn't have to do that.
I like him, though. He was cute.
You didn't have to do that. So he's like, man. I said, you don't have to do that. Like, thank you so much. You didn't have to do that. He said, and I wish y'all could see me right now. He said, man, I like y'all vibe. Like, man, ooh, I just really like y'all vibe.
I don't like no man
to
touch me like that.
Like
not
y'all
for free.
Vibe, man. I like y'all. So I it don't matter, man. We turning up. That man. Shit. I'm like, okay.
So as the day progresses, we're getting drunker and drunker. And before we're getting ready to leave, I was like, all right, y'all, I'm about to go. And he was like, oh, you leaving? I was like, yeah, I'm leaving. Do y'all know this nigga grabbed me in the age of Rona? This nigga grabbed my face and kissed me dead on my lips.
Kissed me on my neck.
Oh, my God.
You know when you have like those
awkward... I wanted to be excited because he was kind of cute.
He was kind of cute, but he was just weird. It was
but
too
the
strong.
Rona in me was like, bitch. No way, Josue.
We already had a conversation about that. Ain't nobody going to be driving boats unless we authorized.
Yep. And then on top of that, the boat was up, bitch. Y'all was touching the spout.
No, y'all was not touching the spout.
Barely.
You were not touching the spout, bitch. You was doing, you know when you get Gatorade and your nigga be like, hey, drink this Gatorade like this, bro. Waterfall it. That's how that was.
We waterfalling all day.
No, ma'am. So that happened, and he just was a lot for me.
He was very, and he found me on Instagram. So if you are listening, hit me in the DM.
My birthday coming up next week. You can come
No.
Just bring it to my house. I'll send you the address.
No. Anyway.
So then that was Saturday day.
Yep.
Sunday day. And then Sunday night is where it gets foggy for me. Because y'all know when you be real drunk during the day, and then you go to sleep for like an hour, and then somebody abruptly wakes you the fuck up.
Well, that's bullshit anyway. Because
I was sleep longer than that. I know.
He slept
2 hours.
Everybody,
don't do it.
Everybody except for me got to sleep on my birthday.
Well, bitch, that's your choice.
I bring okay. That's your so choice. A couple of friends who were at the
your
club.
Your friends came.
Fuck you. A couple of friends from the club came and joined us at the house. And I just kept saying, y'all, I need to get some sleep. I need at least 10 minutes worth of sleep.
And I'm not. Tell me
and
six,
they
I'm not
said, no, oh, well, you don't need those minutes.
Friends,
you're going to be up. So I laid down for like five solid minutes. And then they just kept bothering me. So I said, fuck it. I got to get up. So I'm up for most of the time. And then I was like, I'm not about to be up by myself.
Megan and her friend was knocked the fuck. And let's go back to that real quick.
So all right.
So while we here on this shit. So
let's talk
Megan
about it.
And her
gag order. Let's talk about the order.
Megan, we in the club, bitch. We turning up. We having a good time. Da 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 da. Okay. Boom. I look to the left. I looked over to the left.
Come
that's
on.
That tweet. I see old boy and he's sitting there. He cool. And then I look over to the right. Look over to the left. And he is like
slump.
He ain't slump, but he's just like
he leaning.
He got them glasses. He thought them glasses was going to
save him.
The tear us from not knowing, bitch. But I'm tall, so I can see in the glasses, like through the front part. So he was asleep, and I was like, no, ma'am.
So, baby, I walked over. I hit him with one of those under the chin.
A chin check.
Hey.
Yeah, with a chin check.
You can't do that to him.
So, long story short, Megan was like, okay, we got to go because he drunk. I'm thinking, because it's like 5, 6 o'clock. We about to leave. I'm thinking, when we get back home, everybody gonna do their thing, take a nap, get ready, whatever, and be back up at like 9 or 10. I ain't see Megan and old boy the rest of the motherfucking night. So, continuation. We go back to Handle. We go to Handle.
We go in there, though. Back at Handle.
I am like a space cadet. Like, I don't know left from right, but I'm hanging on. Never
would have made it. Come on.
We in there again. We meet some people. Old boy buys us all them shots. Let me tell you how bad of a friend Desmond is. The dude was interested in him buying him shots. Des can't take them, so he gives them to me.
He was buying tequila shots. And I had been
what
drinking
the fuck do that mean?
All day. And the last thing I want on my palate is blue agave. So, no. I did give them all to Terrell. I politely slid them that way and said, drink
them. I get fucked up and drunk. Okay, so then...
He talking about he got fucked up and drunk, but bitch, I still ended up dancing on the bar.
Again.
For the second time. Honestly, when I first walked in, this is why I did it. When I first walked in, they got a cute little piece of bartender who worked there. He looked like White Jesus. Shout out to him. White Jesus.
Bitch,
you
yes.
know who I'm talking,
yeah,
about. So when I walked in, y'all, he said, are you going to shake that fat ass for us again? And I said, you motherfucking right I am. You motherfucking right, I am about to get up on this bar and shake that fat ass again.
You know what he did? Well, you remember, shut your fat ass up. And what I did?
I shut my fat ass up.
He told him to shake that fat ass again, and what he did?
I shook my fat ass.
So it was part two, and I'm like, oh, shit. I can't deal with this again. I'm trying to, because he on the countertop, not the countertop, bitch, the bar top, but he drunk, so he kind of leaning. And I'm like, if Des fall from this bar top, that's I can't it. Go to the hospital with you. It's COVID in there. I can't go in there
Girl.
With you. So I'm holding his ass or his thighs to make sure he don't fall fucking back.
handful of ass.
Just too much ass to, you know,
gripping that ass.
So then I'm like, okay, it's time for me to get a little drunk. Take like two more shots. So that was a mistake. Because what happened was we left to go to another club.
Yes.
And we walked to a food truck. Y'all, I am walking and I'm throwing up at the same time. They ahead of
that
me.
I'm shit like, y'all, go. Is so I'm
like,
go.
I,
funny.
Y'all, I tried to play it off like whatever. I'm like, y'all, just walk. Go ahead. They was like, you okay? I said, yeah. Bitch, I'm walking. A good thing I had my Louboutins on because, girl, that would have pissed me off. I'm walking. I'm like, all right, you know what time it is. I hit the trigger. Threw up all of them bushes, bitch. Bushes, the street. God bless anybody who's walking behind me.
You talk about you throwing up. Let's go back to Bell Station. So in the midst of all the dancing and the twerking and the meeting of new people and the weird man, I feel myself having to throw up because all of the oysters, which I just recently started eating, are now like leveling right here at the back of my uvula.
Is that when you threw me the money? You was like, that's here, exactly what I said. Take it all. Yep. I was like, I said, I don't want to take your money.
Take this money. And he was like, no, I don't want to take it. I said,
I don't need it.
No, take it. Take it all. Hold it. So I go to the restroom. So I don't know if y'all, anybody who listening to y'all probably have been to Bell Station in Houston, but the section I was in was on the inside, but it was the one that like, was like second from the bathroom. The corner and then it's us.
Yeah.
So I get down, I'm fighting through the crowd to get to the bathroom. Luckily, ain't nobody in the bathroom. Well, I'm lying. Unluckily, it was a line for the bathroom. So I'm like, fuck.
Oh, hell no.
The only way I'm going to throw up right now is if I go outside. So I walked. I had already threw up.
Oh, yeah, you tell me.
I had already, because I just knew I was going to walk to the restroom. I had already threw up. So I'm walking through the club with a mouth full of oyster, stomach bile,
oyster fucking
chicken,
Hennessy
steak,
throw up.
Hennessy VSOP, a dash
dessert.
Of just so much shit is now in my mouth. And the only thing in my mind is, you gotta get this shit up out of here quick. So I make it outside, and y'all, I was in such a fucking frenzy that I did not know where to throw up at. Because I couldn't throw up directly in front of the club. Because they probably won't let you back in.
Yeah, they're going to kick him
out.
So
I was like, all right.
What you going to do?
Think. Bitch, I ran beside the building and just, I didn't even have to throw up at that point. I just opened my mouth and literally, the look of it was so, it literally looked like somebody had slashed
eat morning,
somebody.
By the way, if you eating shit in your car, you going to work and eating your breakfast croissant.
You don't want
to
hear this.
Fast forward.
It literally looks like somebody cut somebody's stomach open on Mortal Kombat and it just falls
shut
out.
Shut the fuck
That's
up.
That's legit.
You
it was
a fucking
horrible. Fool. Y'all. But I walked back in, puking rally. Went back in and ain't nobody even
the
noticed.
The whole weekend, the name of that weekend is going to be puking rally because it was a lot of that.
Oh, it was so much throw
a
up.
A lot of that.
I threw up. Saturday night, I threw up probably 5 or 6 times in like a 10-minute span.
Fucked up these people.
Y'all.
Airbnb back. Oh, Lord. Let me know.
I remember when my friends walked into that Airbnb, walked into my room in that Airbnb, they literally said, it smells like throw up in
it
here.
It did.
And I said, I'm sorry. I had a lot of food.
It smelled like, and at first everybody was like, I think that was Nico who was like, that was wrong.
That was wrong.
He was like, no, I don't smell it. And then all of a sudden he was like, oh, yeah, bro. Yeah. You know him.
Literally,
oh,
yeah, bro. Yeah, literally smelled it. And I smelled it when everybody, I just wasn't going to say nothing. It wasn't like I was going to invite y'all in the room and be like, hey, y'all, it smells like throw up in here.
Oh,
it was horrible.
So, yeah,
horrible.
That was Saturday. Anyway, I tried to talk to a little Tenderoni.
No. You ain't going to let you breeze past this story. So, y'all, let me tell y'all about Pimp Daddy Mac Sauce right here.
Oh, bitch, shut up.
So, we at the food truck.
I had a nice outfit on, bitch.
He was looking good. We was down to the food truck. I got me a little nachos. Worst mistake of my life. I'll get to that. So,
I got done throwing up, by the way. Dude.
We get the food, and this decent-looking white man walked by. He wasn't even white, because that's disrespectful.
No, he wasn't even white.
He was, like a tannish,
probably was still
olive-skinnish man.
He wasn't white.
He wasn't white. He wasn't American white. He was exotic white.
Okay.
So,
what the fuck?
So, Terrell is standing. I'm eating my little nachos, and Terrell see the man, and bitch, I said, oh, Terrell, he kind of cute. Terrell said, he is. And bitch, before I knew it, that nigga Terrell said, hey, what's your name? And the boy stopped. He was like, me? And he was like, yeah, you. And the boy told him his name. They got into a little conversation. He said, so where you going? And the guy was like, well, I'm going home. You know, I just got off. Terrell was like, oh, well, you can come with us. It's my friend's birthday.
Yeah,
pointed at me.
And I said, yeah. I said, where you stay? He said, I stay right here. I said,
oh, well, you can come with us.
You can come with us.
You can go home, change clothes, and you can come with us. And I said,
I do remember that.
Bitch, this nigga is really shooting.
I was, because I've never seen Terrell shoot his shot. He's not a shooter, bitch. He's not a shooter. Exactly. He liked to play defense.
It was something, Amy. I don't know if it was the throw up or the tequila shots I had just took right before or the taco I just ate or the combination of them all or the outfit I had on, bitch, because I was looking cute.
I looked so good on my birthday that night. I starved myself for those fits.
Trust me. We didn't eat the whole weekend, I don't think. Other than Coco Rao.
That was it. We was on a smooth alcohol diet.
Anyway, it didn't mean shit with that nigga because we went to this other club and I was disinterested or uninterested because I had been, them shots hit me and I was like, I'm ready to go home.
It's what's funnier is that when we made it to the other club that Terrell invited the boy to, I was trying to hook up with somebody and I thought that they were leaving because one of my friends was so drunk, he was walking around the club in laps and we kept having to find this nigga. So I walk out, I call him, and I'm like, hey, where y'all at? Because I'm looking for y'all, like, where y'all at? He was like, hey, man, we're outside the club. And I was like, oh, okay, well, I'll come grab y'all. So I walk out, and as I'm walking out to grab my friends, Terrell's little friend is like, hey, bitch, waving me down like, really? Bitch, you would have thought he was the paparazzi. He was like, hey, and I was like, oh, hey. And he was like, can you get me in? And I was just like, I guess. So I call for the other two idiots I was with, and then I get him, and we all go back in the club. And, bitch, when we made it in, you would have thought he was a socialite because he disappeared.
He did, and it was fine because I wasn't giving him no – I wasn't giving him – I was uninterested. I was ready to go. It was late. I had been drinking. You was gone looking for an old boy, and I'm like, where's Dez at? And I just was like, John was next to me looking like a damn fucking skeleton. Not a skeleton. A damn skeleton. Statue just standing there, and I'm just, that wasn't him. That was the wrong. Other one. No, that was.
Oh, yeah. No.
So.
Oh, bitch, he looked like a gargoyle.
Okay, all right. So, that was that night. So then Sunday morning, it was the cleanup process, which Dez didn't want to get his drunk ass up.
Did not.
So I had to put the shit together.
Sure did.
I put the fucking house together. Sure did. Stuff it in this fucking trunk.
The only thing I was focused on doing was doing a deep scale clean on that man's bathroom.
Oh, yeah. That nigga said, yeah, the checkout 8 until 12. I said, bitch, I got to go to work at 3. So we're going to leave here at 10.
And, bitch, in my mind, checkout ain't until 12. I'm not walking out here until 12:15.
You was going to be left. We went out that bitch by 11. I was leaving. Because I had to go home. You know when you be drunk like that and you wake up early in the morning and you want to take one nap before you got to do something else? So anyway, that was his birthday.
That was a hell of a weekend. Okay, so real quick, I want to thank everybody who came out.
It was fun.
It was amazing of y'all to do that. It was fun. I was super drunk. All the people that I texted and invited, and then when you hit me back and asked where I was at and I didn't text you back, I'm sorry.
I should have known better because usually when it be his birthday, I have to be the secretary and be like, oh, yeah, come this way or come like what we did when you turned 21.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even invite nobody to that party.
It was me.
So, yeah, that was my birthday.
So what happened after that? Okay, and then I went back to work again.
I went back to work for, a little bit, and then... What's now Lisa got sick, so then I've been off.
Yeah, so and that's why been taking so let me okay. So the four reasons why we haven't recorded, just real quick. One, I went back to work and he went back to work. Two, it was just too much shit happening.
It was so much.
And I didn't want to come on this bitch angry, we're gonna get to that later. I didn't want to come on this bitch angry, and well, I still am, but I just wanted it to settle a little bit, baby. A little settlation.
Because the last thing we wanted to do is get on here and read white people to filth. But we are. We're going to do that later. But we just didn't want to do it at that time. It was real tense.
Yeah. So that, and then, bitch, we just ain't have a lot of time. It's just conflict issues. I'm working. Bitch, they working me like not a slave.
Go ahead. Bitch, did I tell you about that time? I was at work, and I have this lady who comes in all the time. She's a super sweet lady. She's not even white. She's like Hispanic. But, she came in and we were talking and she was just like, oh my God, well, how have you been? I was like, girl, just working like a slave. And the look on her face, girl,
she
would have thought.
She didn't know what to say.
She
want to offend you?
She did not want to.
She didn't want to laugh?
Yeah, she didn't want to be like, she didn't want to agree at all. So she was just, you would have thought she saw a fucking ghost because she was just like.
Because she didn't want to be like, no, they not. And then she didn't want to be like, ha ha.
She couldn't do either one. So she literally just put her hand on my hand and said,
God bless you, probably.
Don't say that.
Come on, white woman.
Don't say that. Come on. Said, okay,
try
I
to save your job. You were about to lose your job.
Hold on. You were about to lose your job. All right. All right.
You want to take a break real quick and then go back into some other shit?
Yeah, we can take
that was a catch up.
That was a nice little break. We'll be right back, y'all.
Okay.
Hey, y'all. So this podcast has been sponsored by Cure, where all of the Shady Brunch's graphics and logos have been designed and executed by Cure, a longtime friend and an amazing artist who specializes in most art mediums, anywhere from graffiti to photography, hand lettering to tattoo art and stencils to graphic design. He is a jack of all trades. He does logos, designs t-shirts, and so much more. He's also a shop manager at, please don't kill me for saying this wrong, Virtuoso, V-I-R-T-U-O-S-O, Tattoo in Hearst, Texas. So if you're out that way, definitely stop through and tell him that Dez sent you. For anyone interested in art or need anything done the right way, give at I Am Cure a follow on IG and go support a fellow artist. All right, now let's get into the next thing.
Oh, Chile, and we back.
You know we sing that song every time that we come back.
Did we come back?
And we say,
I don't even know what song that is.
That's that Chance the Rapper. This the entree, not the intro. Oh.
Do you know what I wanted to sing?
What?
I'm better than I was the last time, baby. Ooh.
I did them too early.
I'm good. That's that Chance the Rapper. That's that original Chance.
What's that date? What's that?
That is
date 10 or
no?
Whatever?
That is the I don't know, but I'm gonna look it up. And it doesn't matter anyway.
Speaking of good music,
so we're back. Okay, so let's get into my fave. The Beyonce, y'all know every episode, we gotta put in a little Beyonce all in his mouth like liquor.
Sneezed on the beat and the beat got sicker.
Period. So Beyonce came out, first off, with a new little single, the Black Parade, which...
I'm going back to the South. I'm going back. Well, my roots ain't watered down. Growing like a ball tree on my chimney on the ground.
That beat kicked in. So, okay, let's talk about that whole thing. The night that fucking flyer came out, I was out. You was at home. I called you, I think, and I was
I called you.
You called me.
No, and I texted you. I texted you because I saw that she had posted something.
And I said, well, shit, it looked like it's some merch, like it's like a merch or something, but it was no music attached. So I was like, it got to be merch or like.
So the first thing that happened was that I saw that link and we both tried to click the link
and
it wouldn't load.
It wouldn't open, yeah.
So we on the phone and I'm just like, bitch, I don't know what it is. I don't know what it could be because it won't let it load. And he was like, bitch, watch it be some merch.
It's some merch.
It's merch. And I was like, well, bitch, I'm glad that we've had this unemployment for so long.
Because I got the coin saved in the account for it. It's not a big deal. When it come out, we good. Mm-hmm. Next morning, okay, I wake up. Desmond texts me at probably 8 in the morning.
Because I had been up.
The link of the song.
I had been up. Because I had been waiting. I just knew that wasn't it. I knew that picture with those words could not be all she was giving us. There was absolutely no fucking way. So I wait up until around, 11 o'clock hit. And I go to Apple Music and bitch, sure as shit stink. It's same flyer and it's Beyonce.
Yeah.
I listened to it probably 45 times back to back.
I had to work the next morning, so I didn't get a chance to listen to it that morning because, bitch, I'm not a morning bitch. I don't like it. I hate it. Anyway, get to work. He calls me. You listen to it yet? I said, no, I ain't listened to it. He's like, bitch, I'm about to hang up. Listen to it now. Bitch, I went to my car at work.
Now, Hope, I'm going to read y'all our text messages so that y'all can understand how excited we were when all of this was going on.
This shit is good.
That shit was so fucking funny.
Let me see.
I got to find it. Wait, hold on.
It's just a little far up there because...
It is... Okay.
Over there.
Wait,
you sent me that at 7:17 in the morning.
I was up. So Terrell responds at 11:42 when we got off the phone at 11:41. Okay, B.
That was the first thing. That hoe said, doom, 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 doom.
Come on.
Doom,
doom, doom, doom. It's so fucking good. Okay, now I respond, baby, that's got to be Pharrell. Because I just knew that was a Pharrell.
And I said, bitch, it might be Timbaland. Shit.
I respond, rubber bullets bouncing off me.
And right when you said that, I got to that point.
It's such a good song. Such a good part. I was listening to the song after I got off the phone with him.
And then she got to them vocals at that chorus?
Okay, vocals from Terrell at 11. At 11:44.
She said, talk that shit to my folk.
My folk.
Lip that lip like night bulb.
Light bulb. Yeah, I'm swarming right.
Bees is known to bite. See them coming
around
my way.
Around my hive. Mama said so. Oh. Mama said. We got rhythm. We got pride. We got pride. We birth kings.
We birth kings.
We birth tribes.
We birth tribes.
Holy river.
Holy river.
Hold your tongue.
Hold your tongue.
Speak the glory.
Come on, glory.
Motherland, motherland, drip on me. Hey, hey, hey. Motherland.
Okay, so by the way, he's taking in the one with the beat. I pay for, well, my sister pays for Tidal.
Oh.
And I have listened to the acapella version
that acapella,
of the song.
Y'all talking about, so let's back up. A lot of people was like, well, we kind of want Beyonce to sing. We want her to sing. Oh my God, why she not singing? Bitch, that acapella is telling you she was singing.
Period.
She was singing.
That was live mic
isolation
feed.
Of the vocals that are layered into a song. That shit was fucking fire. Your fave. God. If you take away your faves, Christina Aguilera, or you, no, she don't even sing no more.
No.
Who sings now? That's the point, bitch.
That is
nobody.
It. Boom.
These hoes don't sing. Anyway,
and that's the show, bitch.
Then she's singing about black shit. And let me say something else real quick. Now, let me end it on that. The song is fucking fantastic. The
phenomenal.
Beat, the arrangement, the vocals, everything's great.
Also, shout out to her because not only did she make it a song, the link was a link to her fucking page, and on there she has a list of black-owned businesses.
Period.
Luxury
and that's what it was
and everything.
At the front, that, at
so
first, that's
yeah,
what it was.
That's what Black Parade is meant. The Black Parade is literally y'all black asses going out there and supporting
and
black,
other
businesses.
Black businesses to get black-owned money that could be generational wealth like white people have.
Because
and
one thing that I will say is that segregation, you say what you want, segregation ruined the black dollar.
It 100% did. Because
you got to think about it. In the beginning, for a long time, black people were able to send their kids to school. Mm-hmm. They were able, because you had a black working class. You had you had everything black because everything was built for black people. Mm-hmm. You were only supposed to be in your area. It wasn't until you started desegregating shit that really your shit don't mean shit because now we run it.
Yeah.
You're a part of us, and you're lucky that you're still not 3/5 of a
I
nigga like
a lady,
we had you.
I don't remember her name, but God bless her. She's a black queen. She had her little braids tied up in a little bun or whatever. Love She's it. On the street. She's doing the Black Lives Matter rally or whatever. And she says, you know, think of right now, blacks against whites in the economics-wise of Monopoly.
Oh, yeah.
You got two turns. So white people have been doing their turns for as long as you can remember. It wasn't until the 1800s or late 1800s we got our turn. And then you burned everything down. So we got to start over again. 1920s. Okay. Y'all already 50 fucking turns ahead of us. You done passed go 200 times. You got so many 200 times. You got it. Now we start over again. We try to do our shit. Oh, slavery, segregation, all that shit. Okay. You got to start over again with the segregation shit. You got to go back to it. You got to start over again. That's 1950s, 40s, 50s.
That shit lasted.
Okay. So then you finally get a chance. Y'all done got 25, 30 turns going. So you already got your shit. You got generational wealth. Shit is moving down. You good. Now, we just now starting.
And then every time we land on something, bitch, we can't buy property.
Down.
We got
you
income tax.
Yes, you take it down. We got income tax. Shit coming out. You taking us down. We can't get a break. So when people be like, well, why do black people always complain? Just go out and get something. Bitch, we've been trying for fucking 200 years. And every time we try and do it, y'all already ahead of us. So you are the puppet master of the shit. And you make it hard for us to get it. So we trying to get it. But every time we try, it's some bullshit in front of
us. And I'll break it down for you. It's simple. You're from the 20s, damn near all the way up to what? The 50s and 60s, you have slavery. You have slavery. Mm-hmm. Now, when they finally free you, they put you out on the 13th Amendment, which is bullshit because you free until you're a felon.
Yep.
In that time, once you free from slavery, you don't have shit. You don't have nowhere to go.
Nothing.
So everybody is a felon.
It's a felon.
You're going to jail for looting. You're going to jail for vagrancy. Petty shit. But you're going to jail for all of that time. So you've stripped away a whole generation
of
black
that shit.
Father,
so now that's
father.
From 1950. So let's go to 1980.
All right. No. Let's make it to segregation.
Okay.
Now, you've made it clear that you want white people on one side, blacks on the other. My opinion,
unpopular opinion, I feel like it could have really worked if it really was separate but equal. That's what I want y'all to understand. If it was that, you know, if that was
but
it.
But they don't know nothing about equality because we're still fighting this shit right now. They don't know nothing about that.
True. So you go through all of segregation. During that time, they strip out every black leader you have. During the 60s, niggas was dropping like flies. You got Malcolm X, Martin Luther King. If they're not shooting you, they're putting you out of the country. You got Assad Shakur, who escaped to Cuba. You have so many fucking big name leadership people. And then during that time, you got crack.
Oh yeah, that was planted. The strongest shit that ever hit. But now it's an opioid disease. When people are on these fucking white girls and shit on these fucking pills and powder and shit, it's an opioid disease. But back then, you were fucking crackhead and you can't get a fucking job. That's the bullshit I'm talking about. It's ridiculous. That's that shit. And we ain't even supposed to go here right now.
But that's what I mean. So when I hear people saying, well, you should just pull yourself up by your bootstraps, that's bullshit because white people...
Systematic racism. That's systematic. How the system is built. It's been built that way, bitch. It's going to be fucking years, decades for black people to dig out of the hole that white people have dug for us. This shit ain't just like... Ain't like we all... Once again, back to my Monopoly thing. Ain't like we all started on one playing field. Mm-mm. There's no one playing field. Mm-mm. Bitch, y'all went around the fucking shit 20 times before we even started. So what are you talking about?
You just don't get
it. But you don't want to know. Like I say, I don't take ignorance. It's not an excuse. I was talking to somebody the other day. Ignorance is no longer an excuse for me because, bitch, Google is free, especially for rich people. I don't want to hear he didn't know. Like what I'm about to talk about in a minute about these celebrities talking this bullshit. Oh, they didn't know. Why don't they know? Bitch, you got all the resources, all the Google, all the money, everything in your hand, and you not using it because you don't care. So therefore, people being like, well, they didn't know. What the fuck that mean? I don't know how to mine. What that mean? I don't know how to fucking fix cars. That's not an excuse, bitch. You don't want to know. And if you care so much, now that they put out these statements about how they care, all this, you don't give a fuck. Bitch. You give a fuck because they've been sniping at your ass all fucking day, and you tired of your comments being blown the fuck up, and your daughter can't go to school because these black motherfuckers about to blow your shit the fuck up.
Come on, Kaya.
Bitch, we was on Beyonce.
We was. And we ended with Black Parade. Anyway,
goddamn. Black Parade. See, that's what it brings out of me.
One thing I will say is that shit. I'm tired of hearing that whole narrative. I'm glad that we killed that narrative. Y'all know me. Real quick.
Y'all miss me, huh?
And then, bitch, on top of that, I didn't even get to finish my timeline, ho, because then you got motherfucking the 90s where the 3-strike bill come out, and then y'all just start sending niggas to jail for everything.
Y'all and take that's away the black thing. Fathers. And that's generational.
It's generational.
You can never get up. And that's why I know money and generational wealth is not going to be the only thing that fixes us. But generational wealth is probably one of the top things they have.
It's literally like the strongest because thing
they,
that they have.
Because they control all the money that's going through the system.
Exactly. 40 acres and a mule was given to black people and then taken right the fuck back.
So that's why when I say support black-owned businesses, and I got a whole thing. We'll talk about that in another episode about black-owned businesses and how that... We talked about... Okay.
We'll get to that.
We'll get to that. Anyway, so on to...
I love that we keep getting to things.
I know.
But yeah, thank you, Beyonce, for Black Parade.
You see what this brings out? It brings out conversation. You hosts talk about Beyonce do shit for the... Oh, and real quick, why I got y'all on the line.
Oh, child.
I see a lot of you bitches talking about, well, Beyonce now is taking from the culture. She's taking from the culture. Oh. Bitch, Beyonce's black. She is the motherfucking culture. What the fuck you talking about? Oh, well, it's not, there is no title in Africa. There's no Amazon Prime in Africa. Okay, the title shit, okay, bitch. I'm probably sure she'll now turn that shit over and have it in Africa. But the Disney Plus shit and the damn, what else she on? Disney Plus and...
Disney Plus,
they was talking about Disney Plus is not in Africa, so how she doing this shit and not even providing it to her people? She's not the fucking CEO of fucking...
To be 100% honest with y'all, I know this sounds really bad and really selfish, but I'm one of those first world people that are like, too fucking bad, I don't live in Africa.
No, bitch.
I'm sorry. Like, that's my mindset.
It's,
like,
it's not her responsibility. Let her be the U.S. Y'all need to be talking about, yo, and these are black people doing this, which kind of pisses me off. Y'all don't be going to the CEO of Disney or the fucking main executives at Disney saying, oh my God, you putting this content out, but it's not getting to the people in Africa. That ain't got shit to do with her.
She went to Africa. If you watched her documentary, she went to Africa.
She did Global Citizen last year in Africa and had African choirs and did all this shit and donated all this money. Y'all, once again, you don't want to know because you don't care to know. So shut your ass the fuck up. Thanks, you please. Anyway.
Hey, Beyonce. We'll talk to you later, girl. Mm-hmm. Well, my girl came out with a song, too. Fuck being good, I'm a bad bitch. I'm sick of motherfuckers trying to tell me how to live. Whack bitch, hanging on my pictures on the ground. Bitch, you better hope I never run across your man. In a mile with him, I might have a bar with him. Somebody call Rihanna, I'ma buy some draws with him.
Speaking of that,
put some legs on his head, and I ain't little tired
women. One of her daughters was like, fuck her. Yeah, and I'ma just breeze over that because I don't really care that much. And then the other daughter was like,
that puff bar. Sorry, I have research in the background.
Y'all, we got a team here, y'all, bitch. We getting a coin.
We're rich now. We have a team, bitch.
The other daughter was like, well, I don't really care. I need to leave this room alone. I don't really care. You know, she doing what she got to do. Bitch, first off, y'all know to get a sample, you got to pay for it. So it's not like it's not like Eazy-E's camp is not getting paid and that they did not accept it. Mm-hmm. I mean, not accept it, but approve it. Mm-hmm. Somebody on that side approved it for it to get to her. So what the fuck you mad at, little girl?
But I don't know if Eazy-E even owns all the rights to his music.
And that's the problem.
His family does.
And that's the problem. So but somehow problem. On that part, it's not nothing to do with Megan.
Yeah, because it had nothing to do with her. But I even, because once I saw the whole sensationalized story was that they were mad, that the girl was mad at Megan Thee Stallion. But when I watched the video, it was more of her being like, okay, well, you know, big ups to her for putting her song out. But why ain't the labels letting us, his daughters, you know, put out music and use his samples? And
talk
I was
to the
just
label.
Like, well, I feel like you didn't have to bring this
to
us
that on that, and that's
because we don't know you,
and we don't know how to.
We can't.
We're not in the music business. Yeah, most of us do a 9-to-5 to stay alive.
I am a server,
bitch. I bartend,
and B. Simone don't do 9-to-5s. So,
and we gonna get to.
Anyway,
B. Simone.
Yeah, that was odd to me, but I was just like, well, girl.
Okay, and then bitch. Speaking of Megan, let's go to the BET Awards just real quick. Since we on Megan and Beyonce.
Oh.
Okay. Positives.
This is the first time I've actually, first time in a long time that I was actually excited to watch the BET Awards. Yeah. And to see black people, y'all showed y'all ass on Twitter.
And that's what I said.
They showed
their
ass.
Let's do my
on
positives.
Twitter.
The shit was black. I loved it. It was black to the commercials. To the
Super Bowl like ad commercials for the BET Awards.
And it was on, but she was on CBS. That's how I saw it. Because you know, at work, you don't got BET. And it was on CBS, girl. I work for white people, y'all. Don't worry.
I knew I wouldn't.
I gotta get my coin. Positives. The black shit, it was black as fuck. It really took underground artists too. A lot of those artists I had never seen before or heard of.
Shout out to
it.
I need to find his name. I don't know how to say his name.
Okay, let's get to the real shit. Megan Thee Stallion's fucking video thing.
The Mad Max vibe.
The Mad Max vibe. Bitch, she was dancing. The background dancers. The black power fist in the back. It all.
Production.
Guys. Production, baby. That's when you have a budget. Nicki Minaj. I'm just playing. I'm not going to do you today. This ain't your week.
Leave Nicki alone.
Chloe and Halle. You know I've been telling you about them for years. Them bitches is cold.
It took me a long
I don't
time
care
to really
what the fuck you say about them hoes. Chloe and Halle is some cold new bitches. None of you other hoes that are they age right now can fuck with it.
Beyonce sounded. They actually sound like Beyonce when they sing together.
And I know which one it is. It's Chloe.
No. They sound like her together. And when I listen to Black Parade, when she's harmonizing with herself, it literally sounds like them singing.
But if you ever hear Chloe sing, Chloe sounds like Beyonce now.
She got
now.
The rumble. She got the
Chloe
rumble.
Chloe sounds like her. Chloe's a bad bitch. And they do all their production. They do all of their own shit. Have you listened to the album?
I have. It's actually really,
that
really
album
good.
It's fucking great.
It's really good.
It's actually, you can tell people wasn't just like, I'm gonna put some hit out. I'm gonna put a hit out. I'm you
putting can tell together a full body putting, of music. Come on.
I'm putting that's that Parkwood music out. And the one thing about Beyonce real quick, she cooked them girls. She cooked them like a nice ham on Thanksgiving. She didn't just put them out.
And they got
because a lot of you hoes just put bitches out. She didn't just put them out. She let them sit. She went through A&R, dancing, singing, vocals, production. She did that shit. Y'all can say what you want about Beyonce, but that bitch is talented. Anyway, BT Awards. Megan did good.
Yep.
Who else performed that was really good?
I don't
really
know
good?
How Lizzo won Best R&B Pop Singer over Beyonce, but
we'll let her have
we'll
it.
We'll let her have it.
Or Megan won.
She won Best Female Rap Artist.
Which is good.
Major shout out to her. I love that. She deserved it.
She did deserve
Ain't
it.
Ain't nobody else really rapping like Megan. Nicki, sit back.
Period. And Beyonce won the Humanitarian Award, and let's get
and
into that real quick.
So, I don't know if she has just like a room in her house where she has like different color backdrops. I'm pretty sure she does. I can imagine.
Did y'all see? Did y'all see?
I'm pretty sure
Beyonce?
Blue Ivy was behind the camera like, hey.
Her fucking hair. And this is how you know bitches is jealous and bitches is bad. You hoes was like, she looked robotic. She don't look real.
Yeah,
she looked, oh, jealousy. Oh my God. Yeah, bitch. She looked robotic. But when you looked at her moving, bitch, she looked like y'all so mad at her for being such a bad bitch and a goddess. You think that bitch a robot. Think about that for a minute.
The other day, I was talking, one of my friends was saying that he was interested in Pizzagate and that, you know, Pizzagate was so interesting, and I was just like, boy, you need help, because that shit has been debunked like 55 million different ways to
Pizzagate.
Sunday.
I don't know what that
so,
means. I don't really
it's, girl, I'll explain it to you afterwards. Because it's a whole
it's
lot,
like
it's
shit,
a whole lot
know.
Of nothing, child.
But yeah, the
anyway,
BET Awards was good. She got her award, all the humanitarian things that she has done that you hoes seem to not remember or forget. But that's fine. She does it low key. She not
up.
Like your other fucking celebrities who y'all love so much who don't do shit, don't do nothing, don't care about the culture. I'm not going to say she shouldn't be doing it because it's the thing that I say. I don't believe in billionaires and she should be reallocating her money to other things.
Come on,
but that's a whole nother conversation because y'all know I went to school for economics. I know how that shit worked. But anyway.
Thanks. Shout out to Megan. Thank
shout
you for...
Shout out to Megan. Shout out to Beyonce. Shout out to BET. It seemed like a great show.
And Megan, I have purchased 3 different copies of your Girls in the Hood vinyl, so I'm supporting. Because I know if you do over 4, they don't count it towards Billboard.
Ooh, you know who I'm not supporting?
Who?
B. Simone.
Oh, baby and boy!
Baby,
why not?
We're going to get through her real quick because I don't really care about her. I've never really liked her because to me, her comedy is like
I never liked you. You're
it's
not
like
funny.
A,
I thought you were annoying.
Who's the short black dude?
Who?
Kevin Hart, his comedy is like
funny.
He's funny, but he's loud. And that's why he's funny to me, because he's loud.
Okay.
I don't really find B. Simone funny.
She's not funny. I told you the only video I really just thoroughly laughed at was that one where she was like, does anybody want a wife?
Yeah,
that was funny. That was
funny.
But okay, so B. Simone landed in some hot water 2 times.
Twice.
The first one was because
she said she
was,
don't want no 9-to-5.
She don't want no 9-to-5.
And you hoes are stupid about that 9-to-5 shit.
Y'all don't want a nigga that's making a little $30,000 a year. See, I want that nigga that's in a work uniform. That means he clocking in somewhere. That's
and she said, and she was like, well, I don't want nobody who works 9-to-5 because I want somebody who understands my lifestyle. Bitch, she was like, well, I want people when I'm online doing work and he wake up and say, what you doing? He also online doing work or some stupid shit like that. And my thing about that is, okay, that's your preference. That's fine. But B. Simone, let's be real. And I'm about to be real frank and you can say I'm a hater. You can say what the fuck you want. Instagram is your bread and butter.
Period.
If Instagram went out of business today, tomorrow, next week, last year, or in 2023, you would have no end. You would have no end. And the only other thing you got above that is selling shit from AliExpress, makeup,
ooh,
and slapping your name on it and marking that shit up and selling it online. That's all you have. So for you to be talking about a motherfucker who got 9-to-5s, bitch, people got 9-to-5s who make more money than you. So let's be perfectly clear.
Ooh, child.
Now, it might be a lifestyle thing about, I understand, you got late nights, quote unquote, even though you got a whole motherfucker bunch of people doing shit for you, and you slap your name on it, and then you call it a product, but you hoes just want anything to have your name out because you're not making no money off of that because you got to pay fucking 50 other people to put your shit out because it's not your shit. Anyway.
Sidebar, do you remember that you remember when French Montana and the Game were beefing, and that nigga the Game, you sounded just like Young Thug. You remember when there was Young Thug in the Game, and that nigga was like, "Hey, yeah, I don't want no beef with you because you was blood and now you're a Crip, so you got both of them on your side. So I don't want no beef with you." And then you was a male dancer, yeah. So I don't want you to touch me because I want your germs on.
That was French. That was Game. That was Game.
I was like, that's what she sounded like.
But B. Simone, girl, sit down. Then she got in trouble for this cheap ass book that she sold that was could have been a Jet magazine.
No, bitch, stop. Okay, apart. So I'm gonna stop you right there. You're gonna stop calling out all of these black publications.
Let's call it 17.
Let's call it Pinterest. Let's call it 17. Because that's what she got.
But Pinterest don't got magazines, bitch. It was thin. That's my point.
No, baby.
The book was thin.
So majority of the book was from a girl's post on Pinterest. That's why I say let's call it Pinterest. Mm. But yeah, she ghost wrote and she got into some shit. But I don't know. I don't like me Simone like that.
I don't
anyway.
Like her. Girl, shut the fuck up.
Your I team like you on Wild
probably,
and Out.
You probably paying your team double the money right now because they all trying to catch you the fuck up. And so, yeah, girl, fuck you.
Not yeah, girl, fuck you.
Whatever. So, speaking of shit I really don't care about, but it's funny. Y'all need to leave. Stop letting Kaya... Let y'all get her famous.
Y'all are single-handedly making Kaya famous.
Y'all are making Kaya
black
famous.
Black people.
Y'all.
Black celebrities.
Stop.
Please stop making Kaya famous. Stop. We do not stop. Need another my neck and my back.
We don't need her. I like her. She's. I don't like her.
Yeah, because I was about to say.
Girl, we might want to restart this whole episode because of that.
Yeah.
Because
you said that and a lot of people are going to be mad.
She's funny sometimes.
No, you know what? One thing I can say about Kaya is that she's... She's honest.
She's funny because the shit she be saying.
Kaya, it's not even so much that she's funny. She's honest. She's saying what's really on her heart, what's really on her mind.
And it's the
she
way she
really feels
it.
That way. And
her reads,
they hit and they sting because...
Did you see her read Lil Wayne the other day?
Yes. The shit that she says, you can't argue with. She ain't saying shit that's not factual.
She said... Maybe, bitch, you don't care about black women because your daughter was dating a 45-year-old and had her taking care of his three kids, and you ain't say shit.
A read that was true, but that he wasn't 45. That was a stretch, but
32.
He was pretty fucking old.
Too old for her.
Did have three, and he did have three whole kids.
Kaya, let me tell you something. I like her sometimes, and I don't because Kaya. The thing that gets me about her, she don't got no business sense. The thing. She can say all this shit, and you know I say my shit, and we say our shit. But at the end of the day, we not going that hard to take somebody's, like...
Character
down. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, she be going deep, and that's why she can't work with nobody.
And one thing I'll always say is that anything that I say is my opinion.
In my opinion, but I'm that's never going to be like... I'm not going to put no accusations on you that it's like... Character demeaning or shit like that. Like, come on, this is.
I'm gonna tell you what I heard the people say. Shit. Girl. Now, if the people said it, the people said it. Like I'm just a messenger.
This is for gags. This mm-hmm. is gag. Which this is gags too. But bitch, we don't go that hard. God damn.
Gag order. Let's talk about the order.
Yeah, I wouldn't say y'all need to listen to her on YouTube, but just listen or look at one video or two because the shit is funny.
It's entertaining. Ish. It's a very entertaining TV.
Speaking of, what? Okay. So let me. Okay.
Not okay.
Y'all, it's been a lot of... It's been
Terrell's
a, it's
rubbing been a, his eyes. He's a, very irritated.
It's been a pandemic going on right
it's
now.
It's the rum.
And it's a pandemic. And it's not the pandemic y'all thinking about. It's not the Rona, even though she's a bitch, too. She's a bitch. She won't leave. And I'm tired of her as well.
It's the revenge.
It's another...
Of the Karen.
Fucking pandemic. And we're going to call her Karen. And this shit gonna be called The Revenge of the Karens for that reason and that reason only. Now, let me tell you something about me. If you come to me as a Karen, and y'all can tell y'all mamas or whatever, your aunt, because some of y'all mama might be a Karen, you don't even know.
Because they be right under your nose, child. You don't even see it.
Even your own folk.
You don't even see it.
If your mama is a Karen and she come to me, I'm busting her ass.
And that's
okay. And I'm gonna do it.
That's on period.
I'm going to do it. She come to me asking me if I'm in the next neighborhood or I'm at the apartment complex, bitch. And that hoe asks me what I'm doing here, beating you the fuck up. That's what I'm doing here.
Are you ready to meet Fist and Fury?
Beating you up. You saw that bitch in that corner store and she was calling her a Mexican or whatever the fuck she was calling her. And that Mexican bitch hit her with that slap.
Smack the fuck out that lady. You know, I feel like all white people like that just need that one good slap.
And I've been thinking, that one good slap. And if you see the, because
that's the slap lately, of sense.
I've been seeing a lot of videos of Karens acting up, like the last probably many. 2 weeks.
It's 12 and years of Karen.
Not even me like making an excuse, but I think a lot of people who are white women at that age group have a mental disability. Because they be like real
Karen syndrome.
Erratic. Like they don't be like, it's different from like being conversational and saying shit like what you doing here, whatever. But they be real like erratic and not mentally stable.
None of them.
And I'm like, did y'all not take y'all Xanax or y'all motherfucking
Klonopin,
Abilify or whatever the fuck? Abilify. I don't know.
What does that shit do?
Abilify is a Oh, don't.
Bitch, I'm thinking Ambien. Go ahead. That's that shit. Ambien make you understand. That shit make you racist too, according to Roseanne Barr.
And speaking of Karens, real quick, just a funny note. Did y'all see that lady on her doorstep with that little bitty ass Harlem Nights gun with them titties with no bra on?
And her husband looking like the rabbit.
Bitch, her husband had a 1776 revolutionary fucking gun. It looked like every time he shoot down, he got to put gunpowder in it before he shoot. That shit was so old.
Bitch, he looked like the racist version of the man from Up.
It looked like she pulled out the couch and said, come on, babe, get up out here.
Grab the AK. We're going crazy.
She looked like the nigga in a relationship. Like, he looked like he did not want to be there.
Oh, yeah, no. That nigga was out
there. He wanted to watch golf, bitch. The golf series is on this week.
I would call out a golf player other than...
I don't know that because of where I work. Anyway, but yeah, bitch, that little ass gun that lady had in her hand.
To be honest, I was laughing so hard I couldn't be offended.
I couldn't even be mad.
Couldn't be offended.
I couldn't be mad with her big ass with that little bitty ass gun, girl.
And the only reason I couldn't even be mad was because the shit that really made me laugh was on Twitter because I always go to my trending page to see what's trending. And every time I go on Twitter, it's always random shit trending. And the shit that was trending was Ken and Barbie. So here I was thinking, it was Ken and Barbie or Ken and somebody.
It was probably Ken and Karen.
No, it's Ken and Karen. Ken and Karen. So the whole time I kept thinking, like, what could this possibly be about? And it was killing me because I just kept thinking, this has to be funny. So I click on it. And as soon as I click on it, I see these two people with their guns. And I'm like, this shit can't be real. And then I go to the video and it's real. Bitch,
that shit was funny. She was like, I told you, she reminded me of that scene on Harlem Nights when she was like, "You shot my pinky toe." Every time,
that's the late great Della Reese.
You shot my pinky toe. It reminds me of that with that little bitty ass gun, girl.
Are you in charge of the girls?
She is in
charge. Are you in charge of the girls?
In charge of the girls. You know I used to love to say that.
That is it. That's it. That's girl, the quote.
Sit your ass down, bitch. But
y'all Karens,
rock your shit.
Let me let y'all know something. I'm built different.
And these hoes in these videos, the people that they be dealing with, they
nice.
Got sense.
They got sense. I don't have none. I'm from the West. West up or vest up. First white hoe that walk up on me talking some random
you
shit.
You getting a double two.
Bitch, let me feel like you a part of the KKK. I'm giving you a wop, wop, wop.
And Kens, because they call them Kens. But yeah, I ain't going to call them Kens. I'm going to call them Kevin. Because Ken, bitch, was fine at
he
least.
He was, and he probably wasn't racist.
I'm going to call you Kevin. You motherfuckers roll up on me, too?
Yep.
I'm not scared of your gun.
I'm snatching you up, and I'm a dot, 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 dot. Then I'm going to take you with the other hand and switch around, and I'm a dot, 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 wop.
So that's a beware to the white people who listen. I love y'all. And let me preface this with, it ain't all white people.
Because we love y'all.
Some white people.
We love white people.
So there we go.
I have a lot of white friends.
Like y'all say, like,
one of my best friends is white.
One of my
I have white people in my family, so.
Man, one of my fucking closest friends is black, bro. I'm not fucking racist.
I mean, I go to like.
I'm not fucking racist.
I go to like my black friends, my white friends' family reunions, and he comes to mine.
And he comes with fucking potato salad with raisins in it.
Yeah.
Ooh, that was
and
neat.
It's really good. We eat it every time. All of us. All of the colors.
So that's a PSA for your mama who a Karen, maybe. Anyway.
Watch out, Karen.
So, speaking of cussing out, just it's gonna be quick.
Yeah, because we're gonna run through these people.
Oh, yeah, because I don't care about a lot of them.
None of them.
So, with this whole...
this week on the docket.
With this whole Black Lives Matter thing coming out, we'll talk about that a little bit later. But we're gonna go on to some people that we need to...
we need to set y'all hoes straight.
Set you straight.
And this is... Most of them, we controlling the community. Look at this goddamn rum, child. The community.
You know who fault it is, right?
Yep. Research and development.
That's RNA. I almost said RNA, but that's different. Anyway.
It could have been.
It could have been.
Either way.
So, first on the list for the cuss out of the shit of the responses of the Black Lives Matter thing, which we'll talk about more later, we are going to start with Miss Trina.
That's right. She the baddest basset hound.
The baddest basset hound.
The baddest basset hound. Trina, Katrina style pussy Harper.
Yes. So.
Damn you, Kaya.
I am going to say, I remember on a couple of weeks ago, I repraised Trina.
We did.
Correct?
We did.
And I like her. I don't like what she said and how she said it.
No, it's not even how
no,
she
that's
said
it. No, it's what she said.
What you said.
Bitch, first off, who the fuck gave you a morning show in Florida anyway?
Black people.
Because the only education you got, bitch, is you know now, ho. Then been the places you been. Fuck the bitches you been.
Been the grass that you spin. Fucked by five or six best friends.
So, bitch, you not even know, bitch, to be qualified to be talking about shit like that. And that's my thing. And then Trick Daddy tried to help you the fuck out.
That nigga
and
Trick,
you know, that's funny. If Trick Daddy is trying to help you out.
If Florida Evans got to drag you out of some shit, you in too deep.
I hate you, bitch.
You in too deep.
Oh, I hate you for that. And that's
bitch, he don't look like Florida Evans. Damn.
Trina, bitch, you need to be quiet because, bitch.
Shut the fuck up.
You shouldn't even be on a show in the morning like that because you don't have the mental capacity to talk about issues that way, bitch. The only thing you know, like I'm going to go on some Kaya shit. The only thing you know is how to eat pussy and suck dick. That's the only thing you know, bitch.
And getting all those dicks and diseases out of your body.
Yeah. That's so, what girl, stop it. And then, Trina, girl, you. Get your album right, bitch. You put out a whole album and half of it had to be scrapped because you didn't have the money to pay the fucking artist that was featured on your fucking shit.
Well, apparently.
And you can blame it on whatever she's
on with. Love and Hip Hop,
but, bitch,
she's
if
saying,
you had the coin, you could have paid them people your own. Anyway.
I don't know if she had that coin.
Let me get on my person real quick. Y'all know I'm a Saints
fan. Trina, I'm going to let you have it.
I love the Saints. Drew Brees, shut your white ass the fuck up.
Ooh, child.
Shut your ass up. I'm tired of white people trying to talk about black issues, bitch. You do not know. Shut your ass up. Oh, of course you don't see racism because it don't happen to you.
Doesn't happen.
It doesn't happen
to you. Ignorance is bliss.
PSA to white people. Stop saying racism doesn't happen because it doesn't happen to you because there's no racism towards you. Oh my God, what about reverse racism?
That's
all
not
these
real.
Fucking people are talking about us.
Tina knows told me that Karens. Reverse racism is
we're
not real.
It's not a thing, bitch. Y'all rule every goddamn thing. It's no fucking such thing as reverse racism. There's none. There's none. You've never been in a store and a bitch be like, oh, he's a white guy? Oh, let me be right behind him and follow him while he's looking for some bootcut jeans at fucking Academy. What the fuck you talking about?
You know wearing bootcut jeans?
White people?
Oh.
Girl, Drew Brees, shut your ass up. And for you to be on a black fucking team in a black fucking city and you said that bullshit that didn't even need to be said and then you came out with a fucking PR apology that nobody believed. The best thing for white people to do is shut your ass the fuck up and learn. Education. Y'all talk about education. That's the way to get black people. All right, education. Shut the fuck up and get educated. How about that?
And what really just gets under my skin
now
is
I'm
that.
I'm on the wrong now.
Yeah. Well, what really gets under my skin is that y'all can sit from your position of power and then you listen to people like Laura Ingraham. And Tucker Carlson,
oh, yeah.
And Sean Hannity. Yeah. Those are the people that y'all are let bouncing around in your head. Laura Ingraham's the same woman who told LeBron to shut up and dribble, but Drew Brees is open and willing to have any and every opinion he wants to have. And it really kills me that y'all are really saying, well, shit, we don't care what he's saying because he's saying what we agree with.
Yeah.
As long as Drew, and then when he came out with the apology, everybody was like, well, he shouldn't have to apologize. Yes, the fuck he should.
And you know because what? I agree. You shouldn't. Because I told you about apologies, and me and you have a difference on that apology shit. I don't want to hear it. Because you said it, and you knew you said it. It ain't like the shit came out 20 years ago, and you apologized. You did that shit 2 days ago. Or when that, between those two things. So, I don't care. So, all of a sudden, you're like, oh, I learned so much. I know the black. Fuck you, bitch. You apologized because the fire didn't got hot in the kitchen. I don't want to hear it. I'm not going to say I don't fuck. Drew Brees is a good football player. But, bitch, that shit was trash. You should have shut the fuck up. And like I say about racism in America, people take kneeling. America is so deep in racism that if you don't go to the conformation of what America is, you're like...
You're ostracized.
You're like how me saying, I don't want to stand for the flag because the flag in America hasn't done anything for me means I don't care about America. How does that work?
I don't know.
How does that work? I don't know. How about this? Don't fucking kill us and stop doing the bullshit and then maybe, you know.
And it really kills me that y'all all keep saying, well, I mean, it's disrespecting all of the soldiers. Do y'all know that black people have fought in almost every major, not even almost, I will say every war since y'all fucking touched down on this piece of earth. White
people think black people don't serve in the army.
It's not even crazy to me. That's crazy that y'all would think that right now, but
even during the Civil War,
the World War One, World War Two, they were fighting in those wars.
My great uncle just passed a month or two ago from the he was in the Vietnam War.
That's funny. That's really, really funny to me.
It's crazy.
Y'all and like it's to just think, like people I, like to say like that shit happened so long ago. Y'all should
no,
be able,
it wasn't. There are your people, grandma is that age.
There are people who are dying right now who are like 80 and 85 and 90 who lived through all of this shit we just talked about.
Jim Crow was in the motherfucking 50s and 60s, bitch. Your grandma's still alive right now who went through Jim Crow. White people.
She lived through it.
So what are you talking about? It was so long ago. Oh, but that had nothing to do with me. Nah, bitch.
No, bitch, it had something to do with your grandma.
It's a lineage that has been passed down. You think that she ain't passed down those values to your motherfucking shitty ass daddy, to your shitty ass too?
And to be honest with you, you lucky I don't go beat up your motherfucking grandma.
Anyway, I fucked around and got mad again. This is rum.
Girl. It is rum. And we're going to finish off with him.
Okay, Shekinah.
No, I ain't going to let her go.
Okay, Shekinah.
We can let her go. Okay. I'm talking about him.
Okay, but yeah, Shekinah, real quick.
You can go.
Shut your ass up, bitch. You crying about, them people ain't did shit to y'all at Gucci and Gucci ain't did nothing.
She literally said, you can't fit Gucci, y'all can bitch. Say that Gucci is racist, but they ain't did nothing to y'all.
So you can say Gucci is racist, but ain't did nothing to y'all. How the fuck, girl? Go to school. Go to ICBC, girl.
By Shekinah. Get something. Anyway. And you built like a potato spud.
Doja Cat, we ain't forgot about you.
Hold on, let me get her.
Go ahead.
Look, I need a break. Forehead. I'm going to need you to take a hard backseat. You do not get to tell black people that we have to be cool with your alt-right friends. That is not okay. We invited you into this culture. I called you Donna Summers. I invoked a black queen. And I tried to like you. But you're making it so hard while you sit in that dingy, pasty. Hold on, wait. Let me get some more room.
Smelling ass fucking room you stay in, bitch. But all
I was going to say that dingy ass skin you have. Ooh. That's what I was going to say. But he let you off easy. So I don't know if those colored wigs are a little too tight. But honey.
We
are letting you in, and this is the last time I want to have to speak your
like
name.
Like I said, she and before I forgave her about the other shit, but then she done came back last week talking about some. Well, my friends online, they fucking are good people, and y'all should stop fucking with them. Them white people gonna be just fine. Let me tell you why they gonna be fine.
We can't hit them and get away with it.
They gonna be fine because I'm telling you, when they go back to work, ain't gonna be nobody saying, "Hey, step in my office." You says, no, bitch. They gonna be just fine. They still gonna have their job. Mm-hmm. They still gonna have their credit. Mm-hmm. They still gonna have their way through life. Ain't mm-hmm. nobody. They are going to be fine. So for you to take up for them during this right now, sis, read the room. That's another thing.
Read the room.
The description of it, read the fucking room. All you hoes saying shit, read the room. What are you, girl? Bye, Doja, girl.
Bye.
And last but not least, Terry Coons.
Oh, I don't know what the fuck white people have on Terry Crews, but it must be deep.
He must be fucking them.
I mean, because it don't make no sense.
NBC money ain't that good.
I will never. He ain't on no damn show.
He on 30 Rock.
Girl. But 30 Rock like ain't that. Even came back out yet. I don't know what white people have on you, but for you to let a white man walk up on you and grab you by your dick.
Let me stop. We had your back.
We
had collectively.
Real quick. For you to let a white man walk up on you and grab your dick, you lost your black card right there.
No, because don't do that.
You could have hit. Will Smith slapped a fucking paparazzi that.
But
man.
The reason why.
On national TV. Fuck that.
The reason why.
Pulling your card.
Real quick. The reason why I wasn't mad at him about that is because you know how that narrative goes.
Okay.
He would. But I'm just saying.
You grabbed my genitalia.
But wait. But it don't matter. I know what you're saying. But if he would have knocked off and hit that bitch, because I would have. He would have been ostracized, which is not, I understand. That's he would have been ostracized from work. You know how the narrative goes. It wouldn't have been white man grabs Terry Crews' dick. It would have been Terry Crews bopped this bitch
beat
in the
face.
Beat
the shit out of this white
man. That's what it would have been.
That's fine. I would have been able to live with that headline.
And I know it was fine, but I don't blame him for that. I don't put him on that.
Anyway, after that, we had, like he said, we had Joe back. Gabrielle Union comes out and says America's Got Talent.
And flipped on her.
Gabrielle Union says, all right, look, some shit ain't right over here. We need to look into it. And you say, oh, no, I've never experienced it. I would have never known. I would have never known this was happening. Okay.
Yeah.
So I let that slide. And then you come out and say, let's make sure that Black Lives Matter don't turn into Black Lives Better.
Bitch,
that's what we are aiming for. We want Black Lives to be better. Dumbass. Why would you... Ooh, child. I feel like you are literally locked. You're locked into the character you were on White Chicks. Like, you are that person, and we just did not know this.
Let me tell you something, Terry Coons. I hope NBC pay you for the next 30 years of your life, because if you come over here to any other black shit, we ain't seeing it, bitch.
I'm not
you
watching.
You better be sucking the fucking corporate director of fucking programming at NBC, CBS, CNN,
all the white ones.
Because, bitch, if you come over here, like how a girl said, if you come over here, ISIS, if you come over here trying to fuck Brooklyn, some shit up, we fucking with you. We getting you. If you come over here on the black shit, we not fucking with you, girl. We don't want you. And your wife tried to save your ass the last time, and her light skinned, dog biscuit looking ass couldn't even save you neither, girl. Anyway, speaking of that, let's go into cancel culture. Real quick.
We're done canceling
cancel
people.
Culture is not a real thing. And I'm going to tell you the number one reason why.
You hoes are too forgiving.
That too. All these fucking YouTubers this last week, or in general.
Who watches have been YouTubers?
Saying, but I'm just saying, they're making up, yeah. They be saying all type of shit. Hello. All type of shit. And let me tell you, you know what? Fuck the YouTube thing. Motherfucking George Zimmerman is still walking around this bitch selling bags of Skittles for thousands of dollars. Backpacks and bags of Skittles. That nigga is damn near a millionaire off of killing a young black unarmed person. And this bitch is walking around here. Y'all talking about cancel culture. Cancel culture is not a thing when it comes to white people. It's not a fucking thing. It's not a thing. When Donald Trump got out of office this year, y'all gonna be sucking his dick too. It's not a thing. So people talking about, well, why are we cancel culture is not a thing. Now you can stop fucking with a person, that's fine. But cancel culture is not a real thing.
So y'all, please stop telling me to cancel people.
It's not a thing.
Because what I do is I put them on the sick and shutting list.
Be
I don't even talk about them
canceled.
No more.
Kanye West ass said that fucking 3,000 years of being a slave, we wanted it pretty much.
We just didn't do anything.
And y'all still buying his shitty ass, ugly ass fucking alien 3,000 fucking shoes at the damn place for $5,000 a piece. Ooh. And y'all talking about cancel culture. Fuck
not
you.
3,000.
I didn't fuck around and got mad. Let me stop. And fucked around and got real mad.
All right, and last but not least.
Y'all missed it, huh?
Because I literally let Terrell just go off. Pride Month. Companies, y'all please leave us alone.
Oh,
we don't care.
Girl, we don't
we
care.
Don't care.
Bitch, all these companies got rainbow ass
we
logos
don't care.
And that's going to change fucking how the way people feel about gay people.
We don't all care. And who nominated the rainbow? That's what I wanted to get into.
Oh, come on.
It really pissed me off because I never knew who nominated the rainbow to represent all of us. And then,
but they put now, brown in it.
That, that's what pissed me off. Is that I had grown accustomed to the regular rainbow, and then y'all threw brown in it.
Brown in it.
Where the fuck did brown come from?
To be inclusive. The white gays trying.
That is bullshit. That is bullshit. That is bullshit.
Yeah.
But anyway, we'll be right back.
So we're back. We had to cut that short, bitch, because I was fucking around to get mad. I had to make me another drink, girl.
Child.
I'm tired of white folk. I love y'all at the same time, but I'm tired of the shit y'all do.
The ghetto.
So, you know, this is the part. This is the last segment of the show of this week. I'm going to start off first with, of course, y'all's favorite segment. Y'all got to know.
That's their favorite segment. Good to know.
So, y'all got to know, and I'm going to make this kind of, you know, to the point for the girls. Don't nobody know shit about coronavirus. Y'all do know that, right? Like, nobody knows shit. Like, we're going. You are here right now because you know you are winging this shit.
What do you mean I'm winging it? I'm out here with no manager, with no nothing.
That's winging it, bitch. That's winging it. No, y'all are winging this shit. And so the thing is, when I hear people and they're like, well, this is a bunch of bullshit and it's going to be clear by then and it's going to be this and it's going to be that.
Bitch, I never knew all you motherfuckers went to school for biology or
anatomy,
chemistry. Any of bitch, y'all hoes didn't even go to school for a medical billing and coding. And y'all talking about fucking coronavirus. Y'all don't know shit. So when I hear, and it's mostly when I like go out and like have lunch or something, and I hear people across and they're like, well, you know, they it's like the numbers are inflated and people, they just doing this shit and it's all a fucking,
they're testing
how's it a hoax?
No, they're testing more people.
Yeah, they test, and that's the thing. So let's talk about, let me make something clear. No, let me make something, I'm not going to get mad. Somebody's massaging my back right now. I told y'all we got a team. So somebody's massaging my back right now. Do y'all talk about some, it's more testing, so it's more positives? No shit, bitch.
More people
are, it's something
tested.
Called percentages. And the percentages, the percentage of people who are getting tested now to then with a positive rating, not rating, with a positive, come on, not rating, girl. This ain't fucking, yeah.
Thank Google.
With a positive result. It's more. Because it's called a percentage. It doesn't matter how many people are getting tested. It's about the percentage of people who are coming positive. That's number one. Number two, let's take that all out of the equation of the positive testing and how many people are getting tested. ICU rates are up. So as ICU rates up from just people just getting just fucking
not elective surgeries. Those are canceled.
So, if ICUs are up for coronavirus, what are y'all talking about? Oh, well, they tested more, so that's why it's more. That's not how that works. That's not how that works. So shut the fuck up. Once again, y'all don't want to know because you don't want to know. You don't want to learn. Y'all don't want to learn. You want to say stupid shit. Back to my point. Nobody knows shit. Your doctor don't know shit. The United States don't know shit. We are winging it. We're going. We doing it as we go. So just calm down, shut the fuck up, stay the fuck home, wear your mask. Y'all talking about this mask not effective. But if I piss on myself and it don't go nowhere, like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm just like, no, I'm saying, it was a thing on Instagram. It was like, if I stand up and I piss, it doesn't get on the next person because I have pants on. If the person across from me pissed on they self, it doesn't go to the other person because they have pants on. That's what the mask is. It's a really weird way to put that.
I get that. Because I was wondering. I didn't know where you were going.
I know.
With
it was
piss.
Weird. I'm kind of tipsy, y'all. I didn't have 2 cups of rum. I don't know. I don't really drink that shit. But anyway, just wear your
fucking
mask.
Because the piss threw me
off.
I thought this was like an R. Kelly thing. I thought we were going very filling on your booty.
At the end of the day, don't nobody know shit. Don't be an asshole. Wear your fucking mask. Wash your hands. Stop complaining. The quicker y'all get on the program, oh, I don't want to be a sheep. I don't want to be a sheep. You be a sheep to church every fucking Sunday.
Oh, they don't.
No, the white folks do. Anyway, now I'm just playing. Y'all be a sheep to go to work every fucking day. Sheep your way out of capitalism. Oh, y'all don't want that. Mm-hmm. Y'all don't want to get out of capitalism because that's the way the American dream is made. Anyway.
I'm going to say one thing
don't
on
nobody
that.
Know. Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to say one thing on it. To my service industry people, y'all, I completely understand. Like, I work in the service industry, but y'all have to understand that people's health is literally at risk. I've seen it firsthand. I've experienced it firsthand. And I was just like y'all and saying, you know, this shit is going to be over. This shit is going to move. Mm-hmm. But it's easier for y'all to stay at home and work on shit that y'all have been trying to work on. Mm-hmm. Because there's no way everybody who is in the service industry, there's no way that that's the only thing that you
want to do.
That's not your only dream. That's not your only thing. There's so many other things, so many business ideas that you already have
You can be working.
You have businesses and stuff. Y'all can't be ruining that over the corona. So, and I've seen so many of my friends start small shit, cooking from home and then selling plates or, you know, starting your own podcast, starting something that was really a passion project that you had that you were putting off because you had to
work. But you going out and drinking and going to the club and getting bottles, that shit don't impress nobody. And let me do a little bit.
Especially, we don't give a fuck.
Nobody cares because nobody else is out. It'd be different if you in the club, bitch, you like, oh, bitch, I just bought some Bacardi, or whatever the fuck y'all drink. We would care because we would be out. Nobody's out with y'all, so y'all are just showing off for the gram. So your health is worth the grant. I don't get it. I just don't get it. Just stay your ass at home and chill. But anyway, at the end of it, y'all gotta know, don't nobody know shit. Be safe, wear your mask, wash your hands, stop complaining. The quicker we get through this and be in line with this, the quicker it could be over. And don't say I never said nothing. If you don't know, now you know. I'm done. That's it for me.
I love the clap at the end. All right, y'all. So this is the champagne toast. We're going to toast to good health and wealth. All right, real quick. But we did skip a segment that is very important. So this week on the For the Culture Award.
Yes.
I want to give, and I feel like this was the perfect time to do it anyway. I want to give this award to every man, woman, child, anyone who attended a protest that transpired across the world. Your voices and your time meant everything to the people. The overwhelming support that I've seen the past couple of weeks has just been beautiful, and I thoroughly appreciate it. To see all of y'all come out and stand up for people that you did not know personally is beautiful to me. And first off, one last thing. We did take a nice quick little break because we had to let everything play out. We wanted to be fully informed, educated, and not let our opinions allow our emotions to overtake.
Even though the rum kind of got me a little bit, but it's okay.
But it happens. It happens. We didn't want that.
Y'all know me.
We didn't want our emotions to overtake our judgment. And with that being said, fuck 12. Because there is so many people who have died in the hands of police brutality. Yeah. In the hands of police, I'm sorry. When you think about it, starting at Trayvon Martin, who was just unarmed and killed by not a police officer, but by just an unarmed man. He was an unarmed black man who was killed.
Unarmed.
And it seemed like it started happening 2 weeks at a time. Every 2 weeks, something new was happening. Like, we wanted to talk about George Floyd, but before George Floyd, there was Breonna Taylor, whose killers are still out on the loose. Only one has been arrested, and he was released on bond. So there's been so many people. And then after him, you have Elijah McClain, Carlos Lopez.
Yep.
You have Toyin Salu, Rayshard Brooks. Before him, Alton Sterling, Philando Castile, who died almost 2 weeks apart from each other.
Unarmed.
Unarmed.
Let's keep,
John Crawford, George Floyd, Breonna Taylor. Like the people unarmed. I mentioned. Sandra Bland. You had so many people who were killed who were unarmed. I don't give a fuck about their past. It doesn't really matter. What happened in their past is their past. They've served their time for it. George Floyd went to jail for the time. It doesn't matter. They've served their time. They've done it, and they didn't do it to you, so it doesn't really matter. I'm not going to judge somebody's past and let that be their future.
And white people steal from black people all the fucking time. So if we want to go about past and what's right and what's wrong, y'all been stealing and burning shit down this whole fucking time y'all been here. And another thing about the riots, y'all talking about people shouldn't burn shit the fuck down. Y'all burned down black people whole fucking colonies and shit. So stop that shit.
Keep going. Sorry. Well, yeah. Protesters and rioters, I appreciate everything that y'all have done. If y'all are paying attention to the reaction versus the action that happened before, then you're a part of the problem. Last but not least, the NFL got it right. I'm happy that y'all are starting to look at shit in the right light, because for y'all to be able to say for years that Kaepernick was kneeling and disrespecting y'all raggedy ass flag, it was ludicrous, and it made me laugh.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's not the last thing. Bubba Wallace, for y'all to say that this man is Jussie Smollett-ing a situation, it's laughable.
Can I say something?
Go ahead.
Do y'all know a noose is not something that is like readily available to anybody?
You don't just
buy. You know, like a noose is not like something that just like comes up.
You have to.
So people are talking about that was like a garage relay or something. No, bitch. A noose is something that is tied to be a noose. So even if it wasn't meant for him in his garage, why was it there?
Okay. But anyway, and this is my last point. Y'all, stop letting these corporations run y'all mind into thinking that shit like Angel Mama being on the fucking
not being on a thing
or not being on a box is gonna change anything. Stop letting them.
We ain't asked for that.
Stop letting them think just because Cleveland ain't played by a white man on Family Guy no more that that's changed. We didn't ask for that. We're asking for
to stop systematic
change. We're asking y'all to do shit that we need that is detrimental to our health. That's the only thing we're asking for. So this week, I want to send a toast out to every black person, man, child, woman, everything.
And also for the people who are on our sides as well, the allies, the whites, the Hispanics, the gays, the straights, people who are on the side of justice against injustice. Cheers to y'all as well.
And that's all.
Announcement. Announcements, okay.
Beyonce has a movie coming out, and it's going to be on Disney+.
Yeah, I'm not getting that shit, though. I'm going to use yours.
I have it.
I'm still yours.
You can have it.
Okay, cool.
But that's all the announcements.
Any other
I have.
Announcements?
Nope.
Just
okay. I want to go swim.
Okay, so we're gonna end it off. Okay, so follow us on D.ShadyBrunch on Instagram.
Yep, and I am relax.diz, the hot boy coach.
And I am AYEE _ Terrell. My birthday is next week, so my invitations will be coming out for that.
Y'all get ready.
A few will be coming out because this COVID shit is real, and I don't trust y'all. Y'all don't wash your hands or y'all ass.
And I'm the hostess with the mostest.
And other than that,
the hot boy host.
Why do you pause like that?
I love it. I got a mega horn at home.
We are going to be more consistent with the episodes. We'll be now, back next week. We got a little schedule going on, so we'll be good.
All right.
I think that's it.
Bye, y'all. I'm tired. I had rum.
Bye, y'all.